This podcast is brought to you by Florence Filter, the leading company in air filters. They care about your air and have been since 1971.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brandon Matloff in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Stella Oak Mavens podcast, where we feature different mavens in different fields. A maven is an expert of an expert. They are the go-to person who you would want to ask all the questions to before making a decision. The purpose of our podcast is to help the consumer be more knowledgeable. Today, I'm going to make the topic of patents really fun because I'm hosting Lance Pritikin on the show. Lance is an intellectual property attorney. He has been a maven in the field for over 10 years. Prior to IP work and law school, Lance served as a lead spacecraft engineer for one of the largest defense contractors in the world. You don't fall in that field by accident. Lance had earned a Bachelor of Science degree in aeronautical engineering from Cal Polytech San Luis Obispo. At the same time, he served in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves. And today, Lance will be sharing his wisdom on how he can protect our inventions, how we can make money from having patents, and how we can parlay our patents into making our companies become more successful. Welcome, Lance.
How you doing?
Great. So, Lance,
all right, ready to go.
All right, great. Did you always want to be a patent attorney?
Actually, no. Early on, I was actually an engineer for 10 years in the aerospace field, and I was doing some entrepreneurial work on the side, sort of moonlighting, and I ended up sitting across the table from attorneys in many cases, and I felt like, okay, I wanted to learn more about the patent side of things and how I could protect my own intellectual property in those processes. So it sort of drew me into the legal side of the field.
So Lance, here's a situation. You have a young business owner, they have an idea, or maybe there's an established company with another idea. They're trying to earn as much as possible. They don't even know yet if their product will be a success. We're all busy, and the topic of patents isn't necessarily the first thing on our mind. When do we absolutely need one? And why?
Okay, so the first thing you want to assess is whether you think your product or your process may be new and you want to prevent other people from copying it unless they're going to come to you and pay you royalties, or maybe they're a competitor and you just want to prevent them from competing with you, period. In a case like that, you want to seek patent protection, or at least you want to investigate the possibility of seeking patent protection. And what that patent protection lets you do, if you actually get the patent granted on that technology, is it allows you to prevent others from making, using, and selling your invention or your improvement over old inventions, because you can patent what looks like an incremental improvement over old inventions. There's nothing wrong with doing that. So it gives you, it's a tool, it's a blocking mechanism that allows you to prevent others from making, using, and selling your improvement.
So you can actually copy someone's idea, but then improve upon it, and that idea is patentable?
So the way it works is you can actually take their idea and move it further. You can innovate over other people's idea by improving it. If the bicycle already exists, you can take the bicycle, you can add to it, for example, a multi-speed transmission, and that improvement, assuming it was new, could be patentable. However, you can't necessarily go out and make the bicycle because you may infringe someone else's patent. So when you say, can you just go out and copy it and then improve upon it, you can do that on paper and seek patent protection for your proposed improvement. But if you make the device and sell the device yourself, you also want to be aware of what other people's patents say. And if they have patents that are currently in force that haven't expired, you may not actually be able to make your product, even though you may be able to obtain a patent on the improvement that is embodied in your product.
So you can actually work with somebody that already has a patent and do some type of licensing deal so that you can work on improving their product. Of course, they would have the choice to say, no, we're not going to do the licensing deal with you. And that's why they got the patent in the first place. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. That's right. And we can, there's a lot of ways we could approach a third party patent holder. They may just be a garage inventor that spent some money acquiring the patent, but they never did anything with it. So in a case like that, instead of us spending money filing a patent application and going through that process, we might anonymously send somebody approach that patent holder and say, hey, do you want to sell this patent? Are you interested in it? Would you be interested in some sort of a licensing deal? So there are ways to approach third parties that have patent rights who may be willing to do licensing. They may be willing, frankly, to try to recover their original costs. Maybe their wife is complaining about some of the money that they spent on a patent application years ago, and this is their opportunity to recover those costs. So an entrepreneur may approach somebody who already has those patent rights. Now, on the flip side, my client might decide, hey, we want to figure out how to design around that existing patent because we don't want to approach that company and we don't think they're going to license us their rights. So let's see if we can maneuver around that patent by modifying our product. And oftentimes I'll help the client do that.
This next section, I just call it mistakes and regrets. It gives us a chance for you to connect with the listeners. You know, as we wrap up, we always find that our listeners want to have the ability to really connect with the person that I'm doing the interview with. And to realize, you know, we're all human, but we want to learn from one another. So Lance, what's the biggest either mistake or regret that you've had in your career?
The biggest mistake or regret, this feels like a job interview. I would say, it's hard for me to come up with anything because the way I tend to do things is I come across, you know, whatever opportunities present themselves, even if they seem like mistakes in the beginning. And a lot of times that's just the door that opens up, and I'm kind of the kind of guy that just runs through that door and kind of looks at what's on the other side and see if I can parlay that opportunity. So everything that may in the past have seemed like a mistake to me at the time, inevitably now I remember as being a very positive thing. So it's hard for me to even draw from anything that I would consider a mistake.
It wouldn't be a great podcast, Lance, unless I give my listeners a place to follow up and learn more. Is there a certain online resource that's good for people to look at from a first glance? And when and how should someone contact you directly?
Sure. So I can always be contacted by email. My website is www.pritikinlaw.com. That's PRITIKIN law.com. My phone number, and anybody can call me anytime, is 310-876-1771.
Thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait to file my next patent. This is Brandon Matloff, and this has been a Stella Oak Mavens production. We empower you, the listener, to take control of your life.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please stay tuned for the long version to release this Friday.
You can follow our Instagram at Stella Oak Mavens for updates and more information about the podcast.